From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. North Korea says it has restarted its nuclear facility and issues a new threat. North Korea says it's restarted normal operations at its main Yongbyon nuclear complex and warns it is ready to use nuclear weapons against the United States at any time. The comments published in the Korean Central News Agency came as Pyongyang also threatens to use banned ballistic missile technology to launch a weather satellite into orbit. The threats constituted a return to the belligerent rhetoric often employed by North Korea in an effort to obtain political concessions from South Korea and the U.S., two of its main foes. Yongbyon is the center that produced the material used in North Korea's three nuclear tests. The complex was shut down in 2007 as part of a deal with the U.S., but parts of it were later restarted. Hungary's government has declared a crisis in two southern counties bordering Serbia because of the influx of migrants, according to a government spokesman. Gheorghe Bakandi, head of the National Disaster Unit in Hungary, told a news conference a border zone in the two countries would be extended to 60 meters from 10 meters, and transit zones could be set up to handle migrants. And word has just come in that Hungary has detained 60 migrants under new laws and plans to charge them. Meanwhile, Germany's decision to implement border restrictions has not stopped the flow of migrants into the country, which is now taking extraordinary measures to deal with the massive influx. German officials said they've taken at least 1,000 undocumented people into custody at the border crossing with Austria on the main rail and highway route between Vienna and Munich. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin defended his country's military support for Syria, saying Tuesday that Russia will continue to aid President Bashar al-Assad's forces in their fight against what he called terrorist aggression. Speaking at a regional security conference in Tajikistan, Putin said Assad is open to working with a healthy opposition in Syria on a political solution to the conflict that has stretched on for 4.5 years, but that the focus must be on terrorism. Comments came a day after the U.S. State Department, Defense Department rather, confirmed reports that Russia appears to be setting up an air base in Syria. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby told reporters Russian actions in Syria are not helping the situation.
Russia is not a member of the coalition against ISIL, and what we've said is that their continued support to the Assad regime has actually fostered the growth of ISIL inside Syria and made the situation worse. And we believe it's unconscionable for any nation to provide military or other tacit support to the Assad regime. We've made that very clear. They're not a member of the coalition.
U.S. President Barack Obama has voiced concern about Russia's military activity in Syria, warning that it could prevent the United States and its allies from finding a political solution to the Syrian civil war. The president said Friday that Washington would confront Moscow about its Syrian military activities. A layer of heavy haze forced Malaysian authorities to shut down schools Tuesday in three states and two key cities as aircraft were to begin cloud seeding operations to induce rain to help clear the air. The thick, dirty white haze blanketed many parts of Malaysia, an annual phenomenon that is mostly caused by the burning of forest in Indonesia to clear land for farming. Some 34 of 52 air quality stations recorded unhealthy air levels early Tuesday. Meanwhile, in Singapore, air pollution reached very unhealthy levels. Organizers of this weekend's annual Formula One night race are keeping a close watch on the situation there to decide whether it would be safe to race. Malcolm Turnbull has been sworn in as Australia's new prime minister, becoming the country's fourth leader in just over 2 years. Turnbull emerged as leader of the Liberal Party following a surprise party vote late Monday that ousted Prime Minister Tony Abbott. The 60-year-old ex-banker, lawyer, and journalist told reporters he was filled with optimism as he headed for his swearing-in ceremony. Turnbull is vowed to oversee a less divisive government than the conservative Abbott, who on Tuesday pledged to make the leadership transition as smooth as possible. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.